This Sunday, we are celebrating the feast of the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the temple, also known as the feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and also often referred to as Candlemas. This feast occurs 40 days after the feast of Christmas, and when it occurs on a Sunday, as today, we celebrate it on that Sunday. And it is based on the passage found in Luke's Gospel that we just heard proclaimed, which begins with the following: when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And once they were there, they made an offering of two turtle doves. Now, this law of Moses, which is being referenced, can be found in the 12th chapter of the book of Leviticus, where it is written, if a woman conceives and bears a male child, she shall be ceremonially unclean for 7 days. The passage continues later, her time of blood purification shall be 33 days. She shall not touch any holy thing or come into the sanctuary until the days of her purification are completed. We get the 40 days between Christmas and today's feast by adding those first 7 days to the 33 that are mentioned later there in the book of Leviticus. It is also worth noting that the passage provides the following description of the offering to be made. When the days of purification are completed, she shall bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a lamb in its first year for a burnt offering and a pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. If she cannot afford a sheep, she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. And so, since we see in this passage that Mary and Joseph made an offering of 2 turtle doves, we know that they were not wealthy enough to make a lamb offering. Thus, this passage reminds us of 2 central facts about the Holy Family. That they were, first of all, faithful Jews, God's chosen people, and that, like most Jews in that time period, in fact, like most people that have existed throughout the history of the world, they were poor. And it is always important for us, as modern, Western, well-to-do Christians, to remember that Christianity originated among economically and politically disadvantaged Jews in the first century in Palestine. The Feast of the Presentation is one of the most ancient feasts within the calendar of the church. And we have record of liturgical celebration of this feast going back to the late 4th century, from the diary of Atharia's pilgrimage to the Holy Land, in which she describes the celebration of this feast day in Jerusalem, including a solemn procession prior to Mass, a solemn procession that some years later, Pope Sergius I commended the use of candles in that solemn procession, and thus over time the feast came to be known as Candlemas. Many years later, in Europe, Candlemas also took on significance in folklore as a day of special prominence when it came to the forecasting of the weather, specifically the extent to which winter would be shorter or longer, and we know that tradition now as Groundhog Day. And just before the service, I was informed by one of our parishioners that the groundhog did not see his shadow. So if there was any doubt about the length of winter, we now know that it will not continue too much longer. There are many ways to view this feast, not least of which would be to ponder the meaning behind this time of ritual purification and its implication for women like Mary. Though some have argued that this law was a way of protecting women in a vulnerable time after childbirth, others have seen it as an oppressive rule. However, I would like to turn our focus now to the portion of this passage that is most familiar to me and perhaps to many of you, because it is the portion that is most liturgically remembered in our tradition. I'm speaking of the Song of Simeon, also known as the Nunc Dimittis, which derives from elderly Simeon's response to the fulfillment of what had been promised to him by the Holy Spirit, that before he died, he would see the Lord's Messiah. And so, upon seeing Mary and Joseph and Jesus with the guidance of the Holy Spirit upon him, Simeon takes the infant Jesus into his arm and says the prayer that we often hear when we say morning prayer or evening prayer, the sequence hymn that we just sang moments ago together, hymn 499, is also a setting of the Song of Simeon. It is a beautiful testimony to patient faithfulness. For Simeon had waited all his life to see this, and his patience and his faithfulness were rewarded as he reached the end of his worldly journey. The passage from Luke continues with a reference to the patient faithfulness of Anna, daughter of Phanuel, whose continuous faithfulness in prayer and fasting at the temple was rewarded on this day. And finally, in this passage, we are also reminded of the faithfulness of Mary and Joseph as they continue to follow the traditions of the law by bringing Jesus to the temple. And then the passage concludes with a reference to the many years of faithfulness that would follow this day as they cared for the infant Jesus and parented him in the years that followed, as Jesus, as the passage says, grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. We live in a time where patience is not often celebrated. Instead, expediency and convenience and immediate gratification are the expectation. But as the church, as God's people, we are called to be patient, to remember that God is faithful, but that God's faithfulness cannot be measured instantaneously, as we have been trained to expect in these days, but rather His faithfulness is measured over the long arc of history. We must have the persistent patience of Simeon and Anna and the sustained obedience of Joseph and Mary if we are to serve God faithfully as His people in this world, so that one day we might be able to understand the sentiment that Simeon expressed in the words that have been repeated countless times over two millennia that have since passed. that we might someday, after having lived lives of patient faithfulness, depart in peace. Our eyes having seen and our hearts having known the salvation that God has prepared for all people in Christ Jesus.